Stephen, good morning.
Thanks very much, Tess. I thought for a moment you were saying I was a junk professor. I think that's quite good.
No.
Yeah, look, the whole world, as we know, the big G word, the world is global. And everyone was at the American Music Awards. There was Heidi Klum, Miss Universe. Everyone was there except Donald J. Trump or even our Prime Minister. So we do live in a kind of global world. And all those shows, one of the things we take is the packaging and the formats. And we see it in Australia, you know, with the Logies and the Arias and other awards. And, of course, all of them are very often associated with not much more interest than watching paint dry, which does suggest the other pattern, by the way, is happening with similar awards in Australia, declining ratings.
So, I mean, these shows, there's so many different variations of them. The American Music Awards, which happened earlier in the week, I mean, that's just one manifestation of them. How relevant are they to popular culture as a whole?
Well, I think you've got to remember that these are basically, you know, marketing and branding. The American Music Awards are run by Billboard magazine. They're produced by Dick Clark Productions, and Dick Clark was the original sort of mega DJ of the sort of 1960s in the US. And the same way in which historically in Australia, the Logies were linked to TV Week. So it's a marketing, it's a production game. It depends, of course, whether they're on free-to-air or on pay. If they're on pay, not so many people are going to see them. But, of course, you can also be looking at them on the computer or your phone. I think they're important in terms of acts that you're actually already interested in, but they are to do with global branding. So Sting, I think, won an award for the most, you know, sort of eminent, you know, merit award for the most eminent performer. Now, he's got a tour coming up next year, so this probably to Australia, so that probably helps him. He was also paid $500,000 to appear at the AFL Grand Final. That probably sold a few tickets as well. He did three songs for $500,000 or something like that. So, you know, global celebrity cred influences people because people, you know, turn their Facebook on, to, you know, turn their web pages on, the YouTube, and you pick up people. Now, the good news is that something's going the other way. Gotchi and others have gone to the US or in, you know, country, Keith Urban or whatever. So it's not just a one-way traffic like it used to be. But we still look up to the Americans. I think the most biggest thing for me is that amazing word, which I call, I give it a name, Sarah Mooney, S-A-R-A-H-M-O-A-N-E-Y, which, of course, is the American pronunciation of the word we used to call ceremony. Of course, in the American pronunciation, which many people in Australia adopt, it's a ceremony. So ceremony, she's everywhere. So it's, look, it's, as I said, and packaging, and the packaging goes both ways. The Grundy organisation packaged all those game shows and things like that. And you know, we package cooking shows at others and sell them around the world. And we buy packages, you know, going the other way, all reality TV is Survivor, etc. So what we're talking about is brightly coloured boxes, whether they're awards or whether they're package shows or package performers. And, you know, it is a world of where you can't help but be influenced by the images that are getting on the bigger screens. And American screens are almost by definition the bigger screens.
Now, out of all the award recipients we did see at the American Music Awards the other day, a lot of the artists were actually not American natives. They were actually from other countries. Do you think that this means that there is we are getting more diverse in a pop culture?
Yeah. Well, I think we are. And the Americans have actually always been good in any field of life in obtaining talent from elsewhere, whether it was the nuclear scientists they got from Germany who helped them make better bombs, you know, the Canadian performers who have been living in LA, like the late Leonard Cohen, K.D. Lang, Neil Young. I mean, there's three of a particular style. So the Americans are actually very, very good at recognising performers from elsewhere and basically recruiting that talent to the US. They're not so good at recognising films from elsewhere. They usually have a best foreign film at the Oscars. The Americans put so much money into the great Hollywood empires that they don't like it so much. But they have been always good at recognising, you know, talent in music.
Now, why are international audiences so drawn to the culture of America as a whole? It seems to be the Western standard, I guess.
Well, I suppose the American dream is always the ideal, and even at the moment when a lot of people are a bit worried about the America of Donald Trump, you know, the America where Donald Trump says he thinks windmills look extremely ugly and should be, you know, restricted to industrial sites, and that global warming is BS, climate change, etc. So, but yet America is often a dream. It's, you know, it's the dream of success, the dream of making money, the dream of New York, the dream of Hollywood. You know, the Americans have not only built up a very big economic and military empire, an informal empire, but they've done a damn good job of selling the American dream to the world. And that's and that includes even the developed world.
So who are the actual target audience for these sorts of awards show? I mean, are they made for local or international audiences?
Oh, look, the primary audience is local, but one of the things that happens even with American television, for example, if you make your money locally, you can sell the program cheaply around the world, giving you a competitive advantage on local programs. So, of course, the main market's the American market. That's true of American sport, true of American drama, even American pay TV, home box office, etc. You know, their aim is the American market, but it is nearly 300 million people.
Do you reckon there's going to be any signs of this focus shifting, I guess, in the future? Do you think that maybe this will change as time goes on?
Well, the web has done a wonderful thing. It does mean that you can be a nowhere band, you can be a garage band, you can put something on YouTube, and the web picks you up. But at the same time, successes has got exceptions. But mainly, you really succeed if you've got a branding machine behind you, a marketing machine, because we own the world of brands, and the general pop genre and all its different versions is, you know, if you get the people who are already publicised, you know, best thing since sliced bread, says the, you know, says an American music reviewer, it tends to succeed around the world. So there's a bit of a flow. If America is the centre, there's a bit of a flow from other areas. But the big waves are coming from the US. The tsunamis come from the US, and the waves from elsewhere are a bit smaller.
Well, Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks a lot, Tess.